Winning with Vision View Sports Radio.
And we are joined on the line by Ace Trainer. Call him an Ace Trainer because this guy is just, this young man is just doing miracles. You know, at the moment he trains the WBC Cruiserweight Champion, Ilunga Makabu. And he's got another fight coming up, which he's preparing for next week. Emani Kalombo. We're fighting a guy called Israel Madrimova. Mr. Durant, how are you?
I'm good and you, Peter. What's happening?
Man, everything is up, man. It's a good day. I'm excited. On the 3rd of next month, your boxer, Emani Kalombo, 14 fights, 14 wins, 14 KOs.
Yes, he's taking on Israel Madrimov over 10 rounds in Uzbekistan. We're looking forward to the fight.
That's right. Where is the fight taking place?
In Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan. So that is now in Madrimov's backyard.
Yes, it's his first fight as a professional in his home country.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we look forward to it. And this is the opportunity Colombo's been waiting for a while now.
Right.
So we're excited. We've prepared nicely. Tomorrow we travel to Uzbekistan and time to make Africa proud.
100%. And if there's anyone who can make Africa proud, that's you, Mr. Durant. But now tell me this now. I don't know. I'm sure you have seen the Madrimov fight. I had an opportunity, you know, to watch him fight, and I was telling Dida here that Reino Liebenberg described him as a combination of Triple G and Lomachenko. Your opinion of him? How can you summarize really the fighting style of Israel Madrimov before you come to your boxer?
Sure. So he is an Eastern European fighter. Mm-hmm. So he does carry some of those traits. Is he Lomachenko? Definitely not. Is he Triple G? Definitely not. But
okay.
Yeah, he's a bit of this and a bit of that. It's not something we've never seen before. Mm-hmm. Definitely not the Matrix. So yeah, we look forward to the fight. He's I've studied all of his fights. He's only had 6 professional fights, so he's new to the professional game. But he's been in boxing a long time. He's got a lot of amateur experience, over 300 amateur fights. He never went to the Olympics, though. He's never captured a medal at the Olympics. But he's been to world championships. He's come up against Cuban fighters, American fighters. He's had a mix of good amateur boxers. So I expect a great fight. It's that time of Emani's career. He's 30 years old, and he needs this kind of test now. He walked through everyone that's been in front of him, and we're not going to have a walkover in front of us. This is going to be a hell of a fight, and it's going to be an entertaining fight.
It is going to be an entertaining fight. But now, tell me now, do you expect the fight to go the distance? Because both of these guys, I mean, your guy, 100% knockout ratio, and Madrimov as 5 knockouts out of 6 wins. So it looks like it's not just going to be a question of somebody's all going, but somebody getting knocked out.
Look, both guys can punch. We both have seen Madrimov has got good punching power.
Mm-hmm.
Has he got unreal punching power? I don't think so. I think he's a hard hitter, but he's not the most heaviest-handed in the division. We know Colombo is very heavy-handed. We've seen it firsthand, the way he puts guys out. So it's a firefight. And, you know, we could see a similar thing to Kudryashov and Makabu here.
Yes, yes.
So I expect a war. I think they're going to hurt each other. But they could hurt each other for 10 rounds.
You're right.
Colombo's got a solid chin. Madrimov's got a solid chin. I think it's going to be a great fight. But with both of them having the kind of power they do, I think Colombo's heavier-handed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, listen, Colombo could knock him out in 1 round, or you could knock him out in the 10th round. So there's excitement to this fight. You know, it's very it's an unpredictable fight. You can't take a prediction and say, okay, Colombo's going to knock him out in 2 rounds or 3 rounds, or Majumo is going to knock out Colombo in 2 or 3 rounds. We could see 10 rounds of war where they just get stuck into each other. And I think that's what people want to see.
Exactly. You don't have an idea if the fight is going to be shown on television or not?
It is. It's on DAZN.
Wow, right.
Yes, it's a DAZN fight. It's promoted by Matchroom and World of Boxing. Mm. The fight will start at 4 p.m. on Saturday next week, South African time.
Four p.m. South African time.
Yes, you can download the app on your phone or on your smart TV, and it's 30 rand a month for the subscription.
Yeah,
it's the biggest boxing network.
Yeah, we already subscribed, man. With the DAZN, yeah.
So it's good exposure. It's a nice opportunity for Colombo, and Majumo is WBA number one. So that's also at stake.
Yes, yeah.
This is exciting, Peter.
It is
and,
exciting.
You know, I've seen Colombo fight not once, and he can fight. And he can box. I saw him moving. I once saw him moving behind the jab, working behind the jab. So I don't think this for him will be the most difficult fight. Plus, he's got a great trainer.
Unbelievable. And then, Damien, how long have you been training Colombo?
Colombo had his first 2 professional fights with my dad, and then I took over from there after my dad retired. So he's had 12 professional fights with me.
Wow, that's great. And you, I said we'll talk about him later, but now you've already spoken about him, and Dida has also confirmed that he's seen him fight, and he's unbelievable. So yeah, we're going to be seeing a good fight. But just before you let you go, I see that number in the cruiserweight division, your boxer, Ilunga Makabu, he's got Thabiso Mqunu as the mandatory challenger.
Thabiso hasn't won yet, sir.
So what was that?
Thabiso hasn't won yet.
Hasn't won yet. No, I'm just saying he's a mandatory challenger.
Yeah, after winning this fight, he will be.
He's got an elimination bout, a mandatory position fight. Ahead of him, he's fighting a very good amateur, Sushenko. He's got 8 fights and 6 wins. Look, I'm leaning towards Thabiso. He's got good experience.
Yes.
He's been in there at a high level. He's traveled before. So I think the positive side is leaning towards Thabiso. Is Thabiso going to be the Junior Makabu's next fight? That I can't disclose to you.
Yes. Now, and I think that's what we're all wishing for. We are very excited. It will be a rematch. They fought, these 2 guys fought before, and it was a very, very exciting fight when the 2 boxers fought. So we'll see now what happens, and we'll be looking forward to that. So you're leaving tomorrow, and good luck. You're going to be there for a week before the fight starts. Is there going to have to be in the bubble and follow the COVID protocols, I suppose?
So I don't think Uzbekistan has been affected by COVID too bad, but we went for our COVID testing this morning because we're traveling tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm sure when we arrive, they'll probably do a secondary test when we arrive. And then, we'll just follow the protocols that are in place. But I don't think it's as stringent as the US or the UK because their numbers have been extremely low in Uzbekistan. So I don't know what the regulations are. We'll see when we arrive. But there'll be 12,000 people in the stadium.
Wow.
So it's a full capacity.
Yes. And what's the main bout of the evening?
There's a unification fight as the main fight. It's a super bantamweight unification. I think Colombo will be the main supporting with Majumov, there'll be one fight after that, which is an international title. So it's a good card to be on.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be shown all over the world. It's a perfect platform to showcase Colombo's skills to the world. And I'm very confident going into this fight. I've studied Majumov extensively, and I think there's a lot of loopholes that people don't see, but only the people in boxing will see. When you start to read on forums and start to look around, when people have done their homework on Colombo, they're saying this is one hell of a fight, eh?
Yeah. It's going to be one heck of a fight, and we're looking forward to it. And all we can say is just good luck. We have confidence in you, Damien. We know you've traveled this road before, so you're not going to be overwhelmed or anything like that. So we expect Colombo will come out victorious.
Thank you very much.
Okay, great stuff.
All the best, champ.
Thanks.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.